From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
63 degrees in Manhattan, 63 in Topeka. It is 306.
I'm NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City and Olsburg. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, gonna get you an update of news headlines. At 3:44, we will hear a conversation between who? Dylan Lyson and Zane Irwin. All the talk in Kansas City right now is pretty much about this big stadium deal for the Chiefs. They made it official yesterday that they would be building their next stadium in Kansas. Sparked a lot of excitement in the Sunflower State. Missouri has a host of questions to be asked, and they will be asked by Dylan Lyson and Zane Irwin coming up shortly here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
Just got word in from the National Weather Service. We now have a new dense fog advisory for much of tomorrow morning. Goes into effect at midnight, runs through 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Clay, Coffey, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Riley, Shawnee, Wabansee, and Woodson counties. Visibilities of a quarter mile or less. So be aware, dense fog possible in the late night hours and tomorrow morning. It is 3:20.
Support
of a whole turkey slowly lowered into boiling oil. Because for some people, this is the season of fried turkey. How does fried turkey do with leftovers?
Usually there are none.
Backyard turkey frying as practiced safely by my brother Bruce. On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition is what you will hear with Stephen Brusinski, Layla Fadl, and your local host, Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
News headlines are coming up next. Tell you more about that dense fog advisory just issued by the National Weather Service. It's 58 degrees in Lawrence. It's 3:30.
442, the NASDAQ up 133. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Now that Kansas has lured the Kansas City Chiefs to Wyandotte County, the question is, what about the Royals? Sam Zeff has the latest.
Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins from Wichita says the state is still waiting to hear a proposal from the Royals. He says the same sales tax bonds the Chiefs are using to build in Western KCK are available for a baseball park. But Hawkins says time is running out.
We still got a December 31 deadline. If they put something together that we can work with, we'll meet on December 31 of this year.
He insists that the end of the year deadline will not be extended. If the Royals decide they want to move to Kansas, all indications point to the old Sprint campus at 119th and Knoll in Overland Park. I'm Sam Zeff.
And in other Chiefs news, Jackson County Executive Phil Lavoda says he's not done courting the Kansas City Chiefs, even as they are preparing to move to Kansas. County legislators introduced another new sales tax proposal last week to keep the Chiefs in Missouri. Lavoda says the county is still confident it put the best plan forward.
There's a lot of details to go on, and we have a plan that they know the plan is. So if something would go awry, I hope It does? Well, I shouldn't say that. If it does. We're here.
Lavota says the county will do something, quote, amazing with the current Arrowhead Stadium property after the Chiefs leave. He did not elaborate as to what that might be. Another Kansas City, Kansas man serving a long prison sentence is now seeking his release, saying he was set up by disgraced police detective Roger Golubsky. Peggy Lowe reports that 46-year-old Amon Mann filed his motion in Wyandotte County Court today.
Mann's case is much like that of Lamont McIntyre, a young Kansas City, Kansas black man who was railroaded by Golubsky, then was exonerated in 2017 for a double homicide. Mann was convicted of murder in the year 2000 on the testimony of just one witness who has since recanted. Mann's case is another of what is expected to be several more wrongful convictions based on police work by Golubsky. The white police officer killed himself a year ago just as he was set to go on trial for federal civil rights violations. I'm Peggy Lowe.
A dense fog advisory has been issued for a big portion of the KPR listening area. It goes into effect at midnight, runs through 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is for Allen, Anderson, Chase, Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Riley, Shawnee, Waubonsie, and Woodson counties. Visibilities of a quarter mile or less. This is definitely going to affect the morning commute. So be aware, pockets of dense fog in this general area tomorrow till 11 o'clock. It's 3:35.
From IMS.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. The Kansas City Chiefs are moving to Kansas. The state's leaders approved a tax incentive package to help the team build a new $3 billion stadium in Wyandotte County. Kansas News Service reporters Dylan Lyson and Zane Irwin discuss the deal that's moving the NFL team over the state line.
Dylan, after years of rumors and deal-making behind closed doors, the Chiefs are moving to Kansas. How did this happen?
Well, Arrowhead Stadium, where the Chiefs play today, is one of the oldest stadiums in the NFL, and this team's lease expires sometime after 2030. Chiefs owners had wanted to make structural changes to the stadium, including a retractable dome. But last year, Jackson County residents voted not to extend a sales tax to help the Chiefs renovate the stadium. So Kansas leaders sort of jumped at the chance to bring the Super Bowl winning team to Kansas. And so that eventually resulted in this deal for Kansas to help fund a new stadium.
Dylan, it sounds like star bonds are a big part of this. That's a tax incentive in Kansas. So how's that going to work as part of this deal?
Yeah, star bonds are a tax incentive mechanism that allows for Kansas municipalities to secure major loans for development projects like this one. The cost of that loan is then covered by state and local sales tax revenue generated by the project. So once this stadium is live, the sales tax generated at the stadium will cover the cost. State officials stress that the project will not create new taxes or move funding from other services. Kansas has used star bonds for major projects like this in the past, like the Kansas Speedway and Sporting Kansas City Soccer Stadium, both of which are in Kansas City, Kansas.
I imagine Kansas officials are over the moon about getting this major professional sports team to cross the state line and come to Kansas. What have they been saying after the deal was announced?
Yeah, they are thrilled. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says the move will boost the local economy and create thousands of jobs. She said it will also help put the Sunflower State on the map.
Well, and for the rest of the nation, I say, take heed. Kansas is not a flyover state. We are a touchdown state.
What did the team officials say about the new deal?
Well, Clark Hunt, the team chairman and CEO, said a new state-of-the-art stadium will allow the metro area to host Super Bowls and other major sporting events like the Final Four. He also noted Chiefs have called three stadiums home over their, like, 60-plus year history, and they've brought championships to each of those stadiums. And so he said the location of Chiefs games will change, but the atmosphere and the team effort will remain the same.
Our games will still be the best place in the world to tailgate, and our players and coaches will be ready to compete for championships.
And I'm guessing Missouri officials also have a lot to say about this. What about in Missouri?
Well, they're understandably upset. Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota says he understands the decision, but he's also thinking of the fans on the Missouri side.
It is deeply disappointing to the taxpayers of Missouri and Jackson County who have supported this team and invested in Arrowhead Stadium for generations.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas also said he's disappointed. The city, county, and state had offered a $1.5 billion deal to keep the team in Missouri.
What about the Royals? I thought they were also kind of part of this deal.
I'm not sure yet. They are not a part of this deal specifically. I do know they're looking to move to Kansas as well when their lease runs out around the same time as the Chiefs. And they do own land in Johnson County, and they could get a project plan for Overland Park. But that looks like it'd be a different project and a different star bond deal if they go through with that. State officials set an unofficial deadline for the end of the month, so it's unclear if they will meet that deadline to get their own star bond project for a new stadium.
We've been listening to Kansas News Service reporters Dylan Lyson and Zane Irwin talking about the Kansas City Chiefs' plans to move to Kansas. Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You'll find more of their stories at the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, lots of other frequencies too, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:01. At just about 4:10, the Trump administration is recalling dozens of career ambassadors, saying that the president wants diplomats who will advance his agenda. We will also remember the life and career of the co-creator of the hit Call of Duty video game series. He has died in a car crash near Los Angeles. Those stories and more still to come on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering holiday gift ideas. The gift of membership lasts a year, and the gift of Tiger Tail's legacy bricks lasts a lifetime. Information and shopping at topekazoo.org.
It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock.
For homelessness is at melvilletrust.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Why spend hours making a turkey in the oven when you can fry it? My brother explains how on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
We'll see if they have to call the fire department. Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 58 degrees in Lawrence, 63 in Topeka. It's 4 o'clock.
Foundation, committed to advancing transformative youth and criminal justice reforms.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
58 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Topeka. It is 4:06.
To All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 4:30. Then, at just about 4:40, a Mexican national named Juan Navarez has been in an ICE detention facility for several weeks. His family says it makes no sense.
We don't understand why this happened. He has that authorization to be here, to work.
We'll tell you more about that story, plus revisit Reindeer Ranch at quarter of. It's all coming up on KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering services to families who want to foster or adopt, including help with licensure or home studies and background checks. Information at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
All kinds of holiday cheer awaits you on KPR this month. From the broadcasts of Holiday Vespers and a Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols to special programs for the season like Welcome Christmas, a whole lot to enjoy this month on KPR. To help keep it all straight, mark your calendar, visit us at kansaspublicradio.org. You'll find a list of broadcast times there.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com.
A dense fog advisory going into effect at midnight for much of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, and Manhattan. Use caution tomorrow morning. Very dense fog till 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes
to Bruce tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition. The latest national, international, regional headlines and more. Plus, you get to meet Steve's brother. Jay Schaefer will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
News headlines coming up next. The time is 4:30.
Closed up 79 points at 48,442. The S&P 500 closed at a new record high, gaining 31 points and ending the day at 6909. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Now that the state of Kansas has lured the Chiefs to Wyandotte County, the question now is, what about the Royals? Sam Zeff has the latest.
Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins from Wichita says the state is still waiting to hear a proposal from the Royals. He says the same sales tax bonds the Chiefs are using to build in Western KCK are available for a baseball park. But Hawkins says time is running out.
We still got a December 31 deadline. If they put something together that we can work with, we'll meet on December 31 of this year.
He insists that the end of the year deadline will not be extended. If the Royals decide they want to move to Kansas, all indications point to the old Sprint campus at 119th and Knoll in Overland Park. I'm Sam Zeff.
Another Kansas City, Kansas man serving a long prison sentence is seeking his release, saying he was set up by disgraced police detective Roger Golubsky. Peggy Lowe reports 46-year-old Amon Mann filed his motion in Wyandotte County Court today.
Mann's case is much like that of Lamont McIntyre, a young Kansas City, Kansas black man who was railroaded by Golubsky, then was exonerated in 2017 for a double homicide. Mann was convicted of murder in the year 2000 on the testimony of just one witness who has since recanted. Mann's case is another of what is expected to be several more wrongful convictions based on police work by Golubsky. The white police officer killed himself a year ago just as he was set to go on trial for federal civil rights violations. I'm Peggy Lowe.
A Kansas woman who donated stem cells to save a stranger's life is now urging more people to do the same. Pauline Oropesa McPherson registered as a donor several years ago through DKMS. That's an international organization that collects blood, stem cell, and bone marrow donations. The donations help treat blood cancer. Early this year, just months after losing her mother to bone cancer, Oropesa learned she was a match for a person needing stem cells.
I just know that I wanted to give someone that chance, that she didn't have to possibly have more time or to help someone.
Oropesa said the donation process did involve some discomfort, but overall it went smoothly. She's urging others to register as potential donors because she says you never know if you could be a match and save someone's life. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, a dense fog advisory beginning at midnight, running to 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. For Allen, Chase, Anderson, Clay, Coffee, Dickinson, Douglas, Franklin, Geary, Greenwood, Lyon, Morris, Osage, Ottawa, Riley, Shawnee, Wabansi, and Woodson counties, pockets of very dense fog are expected, visibilities of a quarter mile or less through the morning, so schedule a little extra time for your morning commute. It's 4:35.
From NPR. This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
For many, it marks the beginning of Christmas. Join us for a live broadcast from the historic King's College Chapel in Cambridge, England, where Daniel Hyde conducts his famous choir, which this year premieres a new carol by Rachel Portman. Join with a worldwide congregation to celebrate the holiday, a festival of nine lessons and carols on Christmas Eve from American Public Media.
You will hear that at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning live on your KPR1 stations. We will have an encore broadcast tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Join us for a festival of nine lessons and carols. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01, at 5:06. The president is not happy about the release of images showing various people with Jeffrey Epstein.
This is what the Democrats, mostly Democrats, and a couple of bad Republicans are asking for. So they're giving their photos of me, too. Everybody was friendly with this guy.
Meanwhile, new files out today offer more details on the president's relationship with the noted sex trafficker. That is coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable e-books, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Dense fog advisory going into effect overnight. Otherwise, lows in the upper 40s tonight, highs in the mid-60s tomorrow. It is 63 degrees in Manhattan at 10 minutes before 5.
From NPR listeners who support this NPR station.
Why spend hours making a turkey in the oven when you can fry it? My brother explains how on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 58 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock.
Nation.org. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
56 degrees in Lawrence, 56 in Manhattan, 54 in Topeka. It's 5:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We are always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. We will get you an update of news headlines at 5:30. Coming up at 5:36, the U.S. may revamp its childhood vaccination schedule to more closely resemble the one in Denmark, of all places. But global health experts say Denmark is actually kind of an outlier when it comes to vaccines.
Other European countries, Germany, France, even the Nordic neighbors recommend more than Denmark does.
So digging into why Denmark might not be exactly the country we want to emulate here. We will also hear from Dylan Lyson and Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service talking about what we know and what we still don't know about this big agreement we reported on yesterday between the Kansas City Chiefs and the state of Kansas to get a new $3 billion stadium built in Wyandotte County, coming right up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum now till January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
Dense fog advisory going into effect at midnight. It runs through 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and they're not kidding around. I don't know if you remember the fog from this morning, but it was pretty serious. It includes Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, and Manhattan.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker, available to watch on demand on the PBS app or YouTube.
56 degrees in Lawrence, 54 in Emporia. It's 520.
Support for NPR.
Of a whole turkey slowly lowered into boiling oil. Because for some people, this is the season of fried turkey.
How does fried turkey do as leftovers?
Usually there are none.
Backyard turkey frying as practiced safely by my brother Bruce. On the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning for deep fried cooking tips. And much more, the latest national, international, and regional news. It's Morning Edition with Layla Fadel-Stevens. Keep Jay Schaefer will be on top of your regional news.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, providing comprehensive, patient-centered care, including chronic condition management, striving to meet patients' health needs at one visit through an integrated care model. Details at heartlandhealth.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5:30.
For the start of the spring semester. For NPR News, I'm Jeremy Bernfeld in Providence, Rhode Island.
The S&P 500 closed at a new record high, gaining 31 points to close at 6909. The Dow was up 79 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Now that the state of Kansas has lured the Chiefs to Wyandotte County, the question is, what about the Royals? Sam Zeff has the latest.
Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins from Wichita says the state is still waiting to hear a proposal from the Royals. He says the same sales tax bonds the Chiefs are using to build in Western KCK are available for a baseball park. But Hawkins says time is running out.
We still got a December 31 deadline. If they put something together that we can work with, we'll meet on December 31 of this year.
He insists that the end-of-the-year deadline will not be extended. If the Royals decide they want to move to Kansas, all indications point to the old Sprint campus at 119th and Knoll in Overland Park. I'm Sam Zeff.
In the meantime, Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota says he's not done courting the Kansas City Chiefs, even as they prepare to move to Kansas. Lavota says Jackson County is still confident it put the best plan forward despite the choice of Kansas.
There's a lot of details to go on, and we have a plan that they know the plan is. So if something would go awry, I hope it does. Well, I shouldn't say that. If it does. We're here.
Lavota says the county will do something, quote, amazing with the current Arrowhead Stadium property after the Chiefs leave, but he didn't elaborate on what that might be. Another Kansas City, Kansas man serving a long prison sentence is seeking his release, saying he was set up by disgraced police detective Roger Golubsky. Peggy Lowe reports 46-year-old Amon Mann filed his motion in Wyandotte County Court today.
Mann's case is much like that of Lamont McIntyre, a young Kansas City, Kansas black man who was railroaded by Golubsky, then was exonerated in 2017 for a double homicide. Mann was convicted of murder in the year 2000 on the testimony of just one witness who has since recanted. Mann's case is another of what is expected to be several more wrongful convictions based on police work by Golubsky. The white police officer killed himself a year ago just as he was set to go on trial for federal civil rights violations. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Mostly cloudy skies tonight with a slight chance of rain after midnight. Expect dense fog after midnight as well. Tonight's low in the upper 40s. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
Into a type of gambling scenario could just really reshape society in ways we can't even imagine yet.
Totally. That is NPR's Bobby Allen. Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, Elsa.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs are moving to Kansas. The state's leaders approved a tax incentive package to help the team build a new $3 billion stadium in Wyandotte County. Kansas News Service reporters Dylan Lyson and Zane Irwin talk about the deal that is moving the NFL team over the state line.
Dylan, after years of rumors and deal-making, that looks like it'd be a different project and a different star bond deal if they go through with that. State officials set an unofficial deadline for the end of the month, so it's unclear if they will meet that deadline to get their own star bond project for a new stadium.
That was Kansas News Service reporters Dylan Lyson and Zane Irwin discussing the Kansas City Chiefs' plans to move to Kansas. Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. You will find more of their stories at the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Thank you so much for tuning in. Get you an update of news headlines at 6:01. Then, 6:06, we are going to talk about embryo research and the possibility of creating artificial wombs. Which really sounds like something out of a Philip K. Dick story, but Rob Stein is going to tell us all about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com.
Dense fog advisory going into effect at midnight if you have to be out driving around late tonight or obviously the commute tomorrow. This dense fog advisory in effect through 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. For most of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, Emporia, Manhattan, Junction City, be cautious. It's going to be a real pea super out there. 54 degrees in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before
From
6.
NPR News, this is All Things Can Do This NPR Station.
Why spend hours making a turkey in the oven when you can fry it? My brother explains how on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the latest national, international, and regional news. Learn how to deep fry a turkey. Morning edition tomorrow on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 6 o'clock.